Let's start today by talking about the debt ceiling in the United States. In case you're still unsure about exactly what the debt ceiling is, we've got you covered. You could also call it the government's debt limit. It's the total amount of money the United States government is authorized to borrow to meet its existing legal obligations, like paying for military salaries, tax refunds, Social Security and Medicare benefits, and interest on the national debt, among other things. But once the debt limit is reached, and if the government can't borrow any more money, that means the government could fail to make payments, fail to take care of its own obligations by defaulting on all national debt, and that would greatly impact the U.S. government's reputation across the globe. We'll hear more now from White House correspondent Arlette Sines on what the United States government could be facing in the near future and what the impact could be.
President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are heading towards a high-stakes showdown over the debt ceiling. This will be the first time Biden and McCarthy are meeting in person since McCarthy became House Speaker, and both sides have said the debt limit will be on the table. Now, both men have said that they don't want to see the nation default on their debt, but for the time being, they disagree on how to get there. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has insisted that he believes there should be negotiations and that ultimately they believe that there need to be spending cuts if the debt ceiling will be raised. But President Biden and the White House have insisted that there will be no negotiations over this and that Congress must fulfill their obligation to raise the debt ceiling. A spokesperson for the White House saying in the statement, quote, "The president will ask Speaker McCarthy if he intends to meet his constitutional obligation to prevent a national default, as every other House and Senate leader in U.S. history has done, and as leaders McConnell, Schumer, and Jeffries have pledged to do. The president," they add, "will underscore that the economic security of all Americans cannot be held hostage to force unpopular cuts on working families." Now, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has said that they are using extraordinary measures until this moment, and that the nation's debt limit must be raised by early June. So certainly this could have huge ripple effects for the U.S. economy if the nation were to default on their debt.